When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Mallory, I've learned what a pre-roll is. What the heck is a Patreon?
Well, a Patreon is a way for audiences to support artists and makers whose content that they love with a monthly contribution to an account on patreon.com. And for more information, you can go to sohere.com/Patreon, that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and you'll be redirected to our Patreon page where we outline possible contributions you could make and rewards, and that's another way that you can support SoHere.com. Now on to the podcast.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
I'm going to act like I don't know anything.
Hey, I got that on. I think I got that. Just leave that there. Hello and welcome to the podcast.
This is Edie Donahue, and I don't know anything.
This is Mallory Donahue.
And she thinks she knows everything.
Well, almost. No, we're going to.
Mallory's all worked up, everybody. Get ready.
This is a bitch-tastic episode. Mark this one explicit, Sam Bam. Okay. Today, we're talking about creating sewing media.
Mallory's on her high horse about this today. Get ready, guys.
Mom's just going to, you can't, they won't be able to see you nodding your head.
I'm not going to nod. I'm going to stay perfectly
still.
No,
you just got to go, uh-huh.
I'm trying not to smile.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so creating sewing media. And you know what? I think this goes along maybe.
You know who should be here? You and Nancy Zeman can bitch about creating sewing media together.
What? Nancy.
Nancy doesn't bitch. Nancy only talks. She's the most eloquent person in the world.
She also, like, I feel really bad complaining because I feel like Nancy was creating sewing media in a time where it was hard.
She was the pioneer,
yes.
Let's face it, right.
And now we live in a day and age where it's much easier,
right,
to, like, video things. But
it
I'm
is.
Still going to complain
the,
about
and
it,
And
okay?
The lights aren't nearly as hot as
okay.
When she started.
Just, I don't even know why you,
you
drug,
know, do you know
drug
when,
her down
do you
into
know
the gutter.
Do you know when she started doing her media that she was pregnant at that time?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I did know that because she was pregnant at the same time you were with
Lindsay. When
Lindsay.
I was pregnant with Lindsay, right.
Okay, I didn't mean to drag Nancy's name down into the gutter as I complain.
We only hold her in the highest esteem.
Okay, I'm not complaining. I'm really excited, and you all should support our Patreon is how I'll preface this. But, okay.
Well, Sam's been bitching too, so.
So the three of us are up here. We're recording this podcast, and Sam is currently editing some videos, and we were talking about how challenging it is to create sewing media, specifically sewing videos.
I think this is parallel to only smart people can sew because so many things are involved with sewing.
It is hard, guys. And Joanna of, and she listens to this, of The Last Stitch. And I'm so flattered that she listens to this because she makes beautiful things. She makes beautiful things, and she makes beautiful videos as well.
Yes.
She makes beautiful things to wear. She makes beautiful videos. It's very nice. But Sam's working on our Tiny Hem video right now.
Which I feel like we've already made because I've sewn all those hems.
Right. And we talked about it on the podcast. A few people really got it from the podcast.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my gosh, I heard it.
I know.
I did it. It was great. And that made me really happy.
And some people said that I explained it very poorly.
Yes. And then some people were like, this doesn't work. And I can understand why someone would want a visual representation of this process. Like,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't try to explain it again when they said they didn't understand how I explained it. I thought maybe I should make a video.
Yes. So we go to make this video, right? And it is very difficult to make sewing videos because you're working with so many things. You're working with a big machine, okay?
Yes.
You're working with your hands. You're wanting to talk to people about settings on the machine. You're wanting to show people how to manipulate fabric
correctly. And they have to see all of it.
Yes.
Your hands can't be in the way, or your body, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm always like, flatten your right hand, Mom. And she's like, I'm trying. And then we also, sort of for ease, we often film you sewing or film me sewing, and we go back and put voiceover over it.
Okay. The hardest part.
You're going to say something mean about me.
Oh, I'll think of something now, but I wasn't. No, the hardest part of all this is you can't talk while you sew.
That's right. You shouldn't.
I don't even know of an activity I like that I can't do while I'm talking.
Well, now you can talk while you sew. Well please delete it.
Well, right. You can if you're doing a voiceover. But if it's not a voiceover, you cannot talk while the machine, you know, the motor's running because, of course, you can't be heard because over the motor.
Also, no matter.
And baby lock, we sew with baby locks, and it's one of the quietest machines on the market.
Jenny Doan talked about this at last Baby Lock Tech. I got to sit next to her in a class, and she's from Missouri Star Quilt Company, and they do quilting tutorials.
Right.
And, like lots of quilting tutorials. And she said the hardest thing that, you know, my kids are always telling me, like, stop talking while you're sewing.
Right.
Because they might want to pull that audio.
Right.
And use it in a different place.
Right.
Where maybe you're not sewing, but if your voice and the sewing machine are being picked up on that same audio channel, then you're just kind of
screwed.
Well,
Jenny and I have the same problem. Our children try to tell us what to
do. That's what I was waiting for this whole time. I was waiting for you to be like, the hardest part about creating sewing media is Mallory.
I think Jenny and I can agree. It's your children that are the hardest part of creating sewing media.
We got to meet also Jenny's, several of Jenny's staff members when we went to Common Threads. And like we did this like speed dating thing. And, you know, I got to her daughter. I don't even know if I knew it was her daughter. She's like, I'm Jenny's daughter. And I was like, so how's it like
well,
working
and,
with
and
your
it's
mom?
Funny because they look very much alike. And Mallory and I look alike too.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we do these videos, it's like sometimes when we are editing them down, we really want to show the action, okay? But we don't want to show you stitching in a quarter inch from the edge of a piece of fabric for 20 minutes.
That's right.
You know, it's like you have this fine balance between showing the work.
Between illustrating.
Yes.
Right.
And also not boring you
right.
to tears or giving you like too much.
And if
much.
Anybody wants any recommendations on sewing media that's on the internet, anything that I've ever, the hardest things is when they just show that someone's sewing a straight line and I'm like, we all get that part. Right.
Get
that part.
You know what the worst thing is? And this is hard. I'm not putting anyone down here because this is a habit we have had to work on
right.
changing is not starting out your videos with, today, we're going to show you.
No. Hi, today.
Hi. You know, okay, you're a company. We're a company. We got to brand ourselves. We got to be like, sewhere.com. Right. You want to state your case. Maybe.
Right. Well, you have to ID yourself.
But yeah. What we've tried to start doing, instead of saying, today, we're going to show you the tiny hem. We like to use the tiny hem, blah, 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 blah. So you never get to start out a video with today.
Or hi.
Or anything like that. Now, there may be past videos like that, so don't. We've been making videos for a long time. But we try to just say, these three tiny hem techniques are useful for hemming lightweight fabrics.
Right.
Boom.
Bam.
Into the close-ups.
Into the stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
And
the meat of it.
I had somebody in the Facebook group be like, I don't think she'd watched any of our videos. And she's like, I just can't stand a lot of sewing videos because they, like, take all this time.
Right.
Da, da, da.
I can't. No, that's what bothers me, too. I'm like, always trying to speed up to the real
but
stuff.
But I was like, listen up. We got a lot of videos to make. We got to get into it. We really pared down our process. And I feel like I've applied the elements of style by Strunk and White to, like, our video making process.
And if you want to enjoy our personalities, you just listen to the podcast.
And that's what, yes, that's what we kind of do. This is our, like, fun conversational thing almost. I mean, we share good information here, too.
Occasionally.
But.
Occasionally we get something across.
Yes, but this is kind of more fun place.
Okay, and the other thing is, guys, the position that you're being filmed in is not the position that anyone sews in.
Oh my God.
This is what Nancy Seaman talks
she
about.
She did say that. Okay, she's I'll drag like, her oh into
my.
It now.
She says, oh my gosh, you know, your back hurts, your leg hurts, your hip hurts, your whatever hurts. And your arm's twisted and you're trying to show a technique, yet the person who's, you know, producing it or directing it's going, well, you can't hold it that way. And you're like, well, this is what I'm trying to show. And you're like, well, you have to hold it like it looks like that, only you really aren't.
Yeah, because you can't see, you know. And it's so hard to get the different angles and keep the lighting consistent, too. I think we have some pretty nice lights. And Sam and I spent a little time surfing the internet.
Blinding lights.
We surfed the internet for some lighting tutorials. And this is what gets me angry. This is how I get angry. We surf the internet for tutorials, and people are like, how to light one person who sits still.
Right.
And I'm like, great. Good for you. Like, how about the person, like, and their hands under this sewing machine, which sometimes provides some light source, and can, like, blind the camera. Right. And it's just not easy.
Well, and then all of the machines have this shiny surface, and
yeah,
your fabric has a matte surface, and so you're dealing with reflection and no reflection or some reflection. And then you forgot to turn the ceiling lights off or the ceiling fans off, so you see this like shadow flickering through.
And it's hot. So the lighting and stuff, the equipment, it's difficult.
Yeah, it is.
To have it all.
So if you watch any of our videos and you go, oh, well, that's nice and it's so simple and straightforward, Sam will tell you that it was an editing nightmare.
The editors are really the
Sam is the magic here.
The heroes of the sewing world. And so I used to edit a lot of our videos. Like I'm not just like telling Sam to do this and not knowing what it entails, you know. I promise. but it is difficult to get in there. And when I hunt for tutorials, or I'm in a few blogging groups, and they're like, how do you set up for Facebook Live? You know, and if you don't know this, I'm going to cut down a little bit on the frequency of my live, but at the moment, I go live 3 times a week in the self-sewn wardrobe Facebook group.
And you're not just sitting there.
Well, I'll tell them. And these people are like, oh, get a nice light for over your webcam on your computer and sit there and have like a pretty background. And I'm like, what about when you want to like zoom in on the presser foot of the sewing machine and then zoom out and then like you want to, you know, put up like a picture of something from your sponsor and you want to do this, and you want to do that. And I have like the most convoluted Facebook Live setup. And I think I've tried to like share and get some feedback on how I could simplify it from other bloggers.
And they're overwhelmed.
No one answers my question.
You know why? No. They think you're crazy.
Yeah, I know. And I am. But yeah, I'm trying to do Facebook Live. And speaking of...
So now you know, if you ever ask a question and we don't answer, we think you're crazy.
No. I was doing Facebook Live once, and I'm sewing on the Baby Lock Enlighten, and I break a needle because I started like sewing with my presser foot up and like lots of fabric underneath. And I'm like, oh, ha-ha, I'll change the needle. I break another one. I don't break needles when I sew. Very seldom.
Only when you're live.
I broke 4 needles live. I think I kept my composure pretty well.
Sam and I suffered later.
It is so difficult. And then I made a pair of underwear live too. And like I remember missing part of the seam, and it's because I'm trying to show the machine live,
right,
versus trying to get those angles. And then, like, you know, just last night I made myself a pair of underwear. Completely uneventful. All seems
right.
Good on the first try. Da da da. And so it can be difficult to make this media versus other types of media. Like, I wish that I just sold software tutorials or something. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you have to have a, you know, $30 program to do screen captures. I'm like, that sounds so nice, you know. So anyway, when we don't come up with a video really fast that you request,
well, and
this is why.
You know, I think that you can qualify this here. We could come up with a video really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the quality that we are expecting out of ourselves.
So,
I mean, there are videos out there, and I've seen them. And you know, not only are the videos horrible, but usually the product they show you at the end is pretty, you know, miserable too.
That's true.
So we're trying to maintain a certain standard for you And because we don't want to totally embarrass ourselves
by
doing this stuff. And if Mallory's going to stand up in her underwear pregnant, like on, you know, internet TV, she wants it to be of high quality.
That's right. Okay, well, we're going to take a little message break and we'll be back. Okay, Mom, are you clear on what a Patreon is?
I think so.
Do you know what we're offering for our Patreon contributors?
You said different levels. What's a level have to do with anything?
There are different levels. So,
oh, not like a level to level like your lumber or your wall or whatever.
No. Nope.
Levels.
Levels at which you can contribute. So this is a way for our people who maybe don't buy sewing supplies from us or who live in a place where it's hard to ship sewing supplies.
Yeah, because I know some of that shipping can get up there.
That's right. And we always think it's great for you to support your local sewing stores.
Absolutely.
As well. And so if you just think that we're a rollicking good time, the Patreon is one way to support our media so we can keep making videos and keep Sam in bonbons and gilded pedicures. Okay.
Gilded pedicures.
So our first level is the $3 a month level. And like you said, some people pay more for coffee.
That's right.
Even though you don't drink coffee, so you don't even know.
No. Yeah.
For $3 a month, you're supporting So Here Media, and you're actually going to get a handwritten love note from you.
You're
going
to, yeah, oh,
ha,
oh.
Okay. you'll get a handwritten love note after you pledge the $3 a month, and it'll be on a fun postcard.
That you've designed,
that
or
designed.
I've designed, or somebody designed.
That's
that,
right.
That works here and lives here.
And then the next level is an $8 a month level, and you'll get a postcard.
Two coffees.
Two point six coffees. you'll get the postcard, but then you'll also get a special Soporter keychain.
Ah,
exclusive
yes.
to our Soporters.
And that's the only way you can get it.
That's
to
right.
pledge this level.
We're not going to – the Patreon rewards are going to be exclusive to the Patreon donors, okay? And then our highest level – oh, these all have cute names, like the straight stitch and the back stitch. And the highest level is the zigzag. Okay.
Okay.
So that's your favorite sewing
term.
Stitch.
Oh, it's my absolute favorite. It's the only one
and
I ever use.
This is an $18 a month pledge, and you'll get a love note, and you'll get a keychain, and you will also get access to a super secret private Facebook group where you and I go live.
Uh-oh.
Once a month.
And we do rollicking fun things.
Rollicking fun things, yes. We'll have lots of fun. It's gonna be a little bit more produced than my live broadcast in the Self Sewn Wardrobe. We're gonna have a camera person here.
So we'll have like some planned content.
Yes, we'll have some planned content. We'll talk to you all, we'll answer questions. And since we'll have a camera person here, what that means is we can zoom in.
We can respond to your questions in a better way.
And we can zoom in on sewing machines
on
if
we're
demoing
right.
the techniques, and we can do that live too.
Real camera shots, yeah.
Yeah. So we introduced the Patreon a little bit ago, and there are lots of people who contributed. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. And actually, the most popular level has been the zigzag.
All right.
But any amount really helps us to support the hosting fees, the equipment upkeep, pay our staff. And ourselves, and make more fun sewing media for
you. Wait a minute. You said you acted like I got paid.
Yeah. If enough people pledge to the Patreon,
I could get paid
too.
We can
start paying you. Okay. So once again, go to sewhere.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, like you're a patron, but in the future or something.
I see.
And you can see the different levels there, and you will get access to that Facebook group. What happens here is your card is charged at the first of the month, and then you'll get access or you'll receive a notification that your reward has shipped. Okay.
I see.
And you can also choose to contribute any amount of your choice. So if you're like, you know, all I got right now is $1 to throw at these ladies.
You
can do that too.
Okay.
All right. Sewhere.com/Patreon. Thank you to all of our wonderful patrons.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, and we're back. So, sewing media, wouldn't it be nice if this was just all about our personality and we never felt that we had to prove that we could actually sew?
Just tell stories.
Because
I sew.
I think that when people are, I think about other DIY projects though, and maybe some of our people are people who do other hobbies or actually like, make a living from maybe teaching or doing these hobbies.
Well, and you know, they're makers.
Yeah, but I'd love to know, like, what are the challenges when you create a painting tutorial? Or what are the challenges? Because I'll see these, like, time-lapse videos of, like, paintings.
What's the Bob guy with the hair? You
Bob
know?
Ross.
Yeah, Bob Ross.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, man, I wish I could just, like, whip out a quick video sometimes, but I'd really like to, you know, put the
well, you know, there are some of those quick sewing videos where, you know, they're just like pointing to where the seam goes and all that. But it seems like we've started this trend of our sew porters want more.
I feel like we sort of have, quote, like slow sewing media versus like
the quickies.
Yeah, with like the slow food movement. Is like the slow sewing media movement.
What is the slow food?
You don't know what the slow food movement is?
That sounds very constipating to me.
Like the slow fashion movement came from the slow food versus fast food.
Okay.
So you're eating local, you're eating seasonal, blah, blah, blah.
And we're sewing local.
Yes. Okay. And then we're making our own clothes instead of, you know, contributing to the fast fashion cycle or whatever, you know, as much as we can. And so I used to, when sort of consulting with other people about our online presence, you know, there's all these like, oh, do this fun, fast, and quick tutorial this quick and easy sewing project. Or, you know, of course, there are things on Pinterest that are like no sew projects.
Yeah.
Which don't excite me.
That's an alarm for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fine, but it's not what we're focusing on.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? People loved our 45-minute buttonhole episode.
I know. The buttonhole was one of the guys that got one of the biggest. Yeah,
yeah, people.
We thought it was too long.
We think our audience, like, really wants to get into, like, the nitty-gritty of the sewing, which is encouraging and, like, exciting.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, that foot pedal.
What?
When I'm sewing on TV, that foot pedal is like up on a box, and I'm like, I'm doing like a Chinese split to reach it and bend backwards. I mean, it's just funny.
The Tiny Hem video, it might be out by now, I don't know. There is one part in it that I hope works well, and you're showing how to zigzag over the sheer fabric.
Uh-huh.
And guys, this hem, when we say tiny hem, this hem.
This would be called the microscopic hem.
Yeah, this particular hem is so tiny.
You can't see it.
It's beautiful. And actually, we used like, what, hot green thread on brown
fabric.
It was like
green and orange on brown to show it, yes.
Yeah. And
because you can't see it when we use the brown thread.
But almost with the green stuff, you almost can't see it.
No,
like
it's
pretty small. Almost disappears. But I said, I want, get this, guys, this zigzag is what, 1.5 millimeters wide?
Yes. Yes.
Reference the video for that. And we're overcasting the edge of this fabric. And I was
sheer
like,
fabric.
I want to see the needle go down next to the edge of the fabric.
Sam, don't cut that out.
Yeah,
please don't put that on the editing floor. Please don't.
Well, guess what? Just a little behind the scenes. Mom's not sewing that. I sat in front of the fabric holding the camera. And I guess you did sew.
No, I did needle up, needle
down. Yeah, you pushed needle up, needle down.
I kept pushing needle up and needle down.
And we're like, we have a pretty nice camera. Like, we don't even think our camera's going to, like, pick up the needle's, like, going down right next to the fabric. And you know what?
It did.
I think it did.
You know what? That's another thing. I don't think people realize the money that we've had to put into equipment. You know, there's a lot, like you said, your camera, that's it. And, you know, put a flashlight on your face. I mean, we need to take a picture and put this alongside this of our equipment and how much we spent. And the time we've spent to learn it. And that's not even counting the editing.
Yeah, we really, and you know, our camera.
And Sam doesn't work free either.
Sam is so expensive. We have to keep her in bonbons and, like, you know.
Gilded sewing materials.
Thank you. I was trying to come up with something gold. Yeah. You know, and she, like, wants mani-pedis.
Sometimes
all the time.
She wants time off.
It's like, yeah, she wants to spend time with her kid. I don't know what the deal is. So
she thinks we should eat lunch every day.
I just don't understand. But yeah, the equipment, it is an investment, and I think it does make the media better.
Absolutely, there's a difference.
But that's a good point. But I just see I have a friend who runs a blogging group. She went to school with my older sister, right? She, like, went to school with Lindsay.
Lindsay is your older sister, yes.
They're all older than me.
When you said that, I was thinking Hillary, but no, she went with Lindsay, yeah.
Yeah, and she has a Facebook group, and it is 10,000 members, I think.
She
goes live once a week in there, I think, and maybe a little bit more often. But I asked her, I said, hey, you know, tell me about your, like, webinar setup and your Facebook Live setup. She's like, just, like, some...
Like kitchen,
lamps on me,
my
you
kitchen
know?
Table. Right. Or my,
well,
yeah.
She made
herself a desk.
Yes,
right.
And she has a really cute setup and stuff. And she's all about branding and how to cultivate that online presence. And I have learned a lot from her. But I am jealous. I am just outright, I'll just say it. I am jealous of the people who don't have to film equipment.
So see, everything about sewing is hard.
It's just hard.
It's why
everybody.
It's so rewarding.
Yes, yes. And I don't know.
So when someone asks you to hem their pants just for nothing, you think about how hard it is.
That's right. No, sewing is valuable. You are a valuable person who sews. Okay, don't let anyone undervalue that. And that's what our Feel Free to Compliment Me pin is sort of about.
That's right.
When people ask you if you sew, they're just supposed to say, you're supposed to say yes, and they're supposed to say, well, that's so amazing. They're not supposed to say, oh, I'll bring you my pants. You know,
the other day I wore to one of my aerial classes, a pair of leggings I'd made, which I do a lot. But it was so funny. Everybody was like, three different people were like, those are so cute. And all I said was, thank you. I didn't even say I made them. I was like, well, thanks, you know. And
you know,
it
might surprise
thanks.
People to hear this from me, but sometimes I don't say I made things because, like, I can't say it without it sounding like I'm being boastful. They'll be like, oh, your outfit is just so cute.
I'm afraid they'll think it was easy, too.
I'm just like, I can't be like, thank you so much. I made this. I really appreciate your feedback. I'm like, thanks, I made it. The tone of voice that comes out of my mouth. So most of the time I'm just like, thank you very much. And especially, like, I'm pregnant right now and I'm wearing these, like, leggings and crop tops. It's a little unconventional. And sometimes people say you're cute when they're just kind of, like, unnerved by your outfit. And that might be what's going on too.
Your attention getting thing.
Yes. And so I'm just like, thanks a lot. Or I'll be like, oh yeah,
the best part is like, if I have a grandkid with me or something, or, you know, and somebody goes, oh my gosh, that, you know, that's a really cute outfit.
Sugar made that. Yeah,
made that all by herself. You know, actually, that happened to me. I had on one of the outfits that I made shortly before we went to Baby Lock Common Threads, and somebody said, that, I never can find anything like that. And I felt like saying, and you won't.
Damn straight.
I just said, I know, I've really enjoyed this. That's what I said. I don't know why I didn't say anything.
No, it's probably because you think you're going to sound like a boastful.
You know what? This is a terrible thing to say. I'm afraid, like, it will devalue it or something to them, too. Like, they'll think, oh, well, anybody can whip that up or something. And you know what? No, nobody could, because there was no pattern, and I did it all myself, and I made it all myself, and it came right out of my head.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, well, this is a little bit of a shorter episode.
We just did one that was like 40 minutes.
If you have any questions.
A lot of people say they need 40 minutes because that's how long it takes them to take their kids to school and drop them off or whatever.
I know Marisa is someone who walks and listens to us. But if you have any questions about videos, and like I said, Joanna just did. She did a little video about like what it takes to make a good sewing video. You know, I think that's really cool. She's The Last Stitch on Instagram, and that's her blog too. And anyway, Joanna Liu. But I thought that was a really neat thing to contemplate, and I often think about it. And now I hopefully I've gotten it off my chest. Sorry if it was just you having to listen to me bitch about that. But you can get a hold of us online. We're on Instagram as ZD Sewing Studio. You can email me at Mallory@sewhere.com, and we have a Facebook group called The Self-Sewn Wardrobe.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.